Next item is item 12, request for public hearing. Watkinson?
Okay, what we have here before you today is a request for a public hearing at our next May 28, 2019 meeting for adoption of Chapter 4 VAC 2013-40. And this is to establish and implement a fast-track permitting program and a permit application requirements in order to authorize the selection and use of appropriate sites for disposal of dredge material on state-owned submerged lands for projects in Tidewater, Virginia. And this is requested or being requested for hearing and the regulations being adopted pursuant to the requirements of Acts of Assembly 2018, Chapter 449. This is the Acts of Assembly that you see here in front of you. This is what's referred to as a Section 1 bill. Does not appear in the codified code that's published each year annually as a section of code like we deal with day in and day out for our permitting and leasing responsibilities, but it is law and requires us to develop this regulation. And you see here that it asks that we make this effective July 1, 2019. It does exempt us from the Administrative Processes Act to develop this regulation, but does require that we hold at least one hearing or provide an opportunity for public comment. I would point out we did hold one public meeting back in early March where we presented a draft of the regulation that appears in your packet. We've amended it since then through our Regulatory Review Committee to reformat it and get it into a form that's more acceptable to the registrar, but we really didn't make any substantial changes after that public meeting. Just a little background on why this legislation was introduced and what's gotten us to this point. Really, the bottom line is that the Corps of Engineers is no longer dredging shallow draft channels. The federal government has numerous federally authorized channels throughout Tidewater, Virginia. And going back the last 10, 15, 20 years, the Corps funding just has not allowed for the continued dredging of shallow draft projects. And as a result, local governments have seen the need to step in and take over some of that dredging responsibility. As part of the evaluation of how to deal with that at the local level, the Corps pointed out that they felt that in many instances, a bottleneck in getting these projects through the process and getting them approved was the designation or identification of a disposal site. And also want to point out that in an effort to provide funding for local governments, the General Assembly has developed a fund, about $1.35 million per year, that is administered through the Port Authority for local governments to do some of this dredging work. Before I talk about this section of code, I do want to say that this bill was introduced by Delegate Keith Hodges, and it was his work with the Corps of Engineers and local governments that sort of led to his introducing the bill to try and come up with a method to facilitate local government dredging projects and speed up the review process for those projects we consider. I would like to point out that Section 28.2.1205.2 of the code already establishes a expedited process and review requirements for material dredged within the Chesapeake Bay, not necessarily from channels, and placement of that material on beaches. We use that section of code sort of as a template and for developing this regulation that's in front of you. It provides some time frames that are consistent with what we've thought is appropriate for this fast-track review, and it identifies various components and information that would be needed to more quickly get through a review process. So the purpose here of this regulation is to develop this fast-track process for permitting dredging and dredge material disposal sites on state-owned submerged lands, and that the fast-track permitting would be limited to local governments in Tidewater, Virginia. While the legislation didn't specifically address our jurisdiction, since we're required to develop a regulation, we only have authority over use of state-owned submerged lands. And as a result, our regulation is specific to those overboard placement sites and use of submerged lands for dredge material placement. In terms of the applicability and procedures, this is a section out of the draft regulation. Again, it's for state-owned submerged lands. It's an opportunity provided to local governments in Tide of Virginia, and we envision that this would be used for, in some instances, open water placement of dredge material for creation of habitat, like oyster grounds possibly, or changing the bottom so it's more suitable, development of living shoreline features to preserve marshes and also provide for coastal resiliency. In terms of what would be required to begin this fast-track review, of course, it would require a completed joint permit application submitted to the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. And then we have a number of additional permit application requirements that would need to be included so that we could quickly get through a dredging project. You need to know a little bit about the material that's being dredged, whether it's sand, silt, or clays. Sand is pretty easy to deal with. It's utilized for beach nourishment, can be used for marsh restoration and shoreline stabilization. But when you start getting into silts and clays, it becomes much harder to manage that material for shoreline uses. Need to know something about the benthic and marine habitats and fishery resources that are in the area and the placement site, other uses of the waterway, any impact on historic artifacts or resources, impacts on other uses of the waterway and bottomlands, and generally the environmental impact that the dredge material placement might have on wetlands, beaches, and submerged lands. One item that's come up as we've discussed this regulation is the potential need for chemical analysis. We might need to factor that in here as well. There might be certain areas where dredging occurs where you could expect to have contaminated sediments, and we want to know that, and that might not be suitable for overboard or shoreline placement. Also, we have some limitations on where the fast track process would apply. We wouldn't want it to be placed on SAV beds. We would not want dredge material placed on oyster grounds unless the oyster ground leaseholder consented to that activity. We wouldn't want dredge material placed near oyster leases if the material and sedimentation could adversely affect nearby oyster leases. So we put a section in here right now about needing to get leaseholder consent if they're within 1,500 feet of a oyster ground lease. We're looking at that distance now and trying to come up with the best figure. It might be a little less than that at the end of the day. And also, we would not want dredge material placed on natural oyster rocks, beds, or shoals through this fast-track process. Not to say we couldn't place it on natural oyster beds, rocks, or shoals if it was going to be for specific oyster restoration. We might deem that to be acceptable, but we wouldn't want that to be the subject of a fast-track review necessarily. I would like to add that the fast-track review that we envision would be a 90-day time frame for review after local wetland board permits were issued, and that we would allow within the regulation 45 days for other agency comment. And those are time frames consistent with that current expedited processing code for sand dredging. But just to say here that nothing's new under the sun and everything kind of goes around in circles from time to time, I just want to make you aware that in 1996, we developed a beneficial use of dredge material management plan for the seaside of the eastern shore for dredge channels. And we identified a pathway for getting through the permit process at that time using sand for different habitat creation projects or wetland stabilization projects, and just sort of laid out the pathway that would occur. And we would think this regulation would kind of take advantage of this same type of review process that we established for the seaside a number of years ago. And just an example of what we were dealing with at the time. You see the hatched areas where the previous overboard placement sites for dredging in Squash Bay over many, many years, going back, you know, when it stopped probably 10 or 15 years ago. And we identified possible island creation habitat on the seaside and sort of a rotational placement of dredge material for oyster rock creation. So those are just some examples of how we think this might get used in certain areas for overboard placement of dredge material. So with that, that's a very quick overview of the regulation, the background, and what we're trying to accomplish. So it would be staff recommendation that we schedule this for a May 28, 2019 commission meeting public hearing. With that, I'll try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission? Dr. Neal?
Move to approve staff's request for a public hearing.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. You got a public hearing next
month. Thank you.